Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
New York City in recovery. The Big Apple ready to come back to 2019 and better conditions. A new mayor, Eric Adams, a man who is both authoritative and charming on the stage during his campaign and during the early mayoralty, taking on problems that are enormous, such as the work from home, having empty buildings downtown, such as the question about crime and safety on the streets, and of course, investment. All the formerly well-to-do people living in Manhattan who left during the pandemic need to come back. However, Harry Siegel for the New York Daily News and a senior editor at The City has written a column about something I'm unaware of because I don't track the mayor's presentation day-to-day as Harry does as a senior journalist. The mayor right now is either reluctant or is being perceived as reluctant to tussle with the media in the Q&A, as Harry says, unscripted Q&A, that was a delight to witness, even in video back in the old days, say when Mayor Koch took on the city media and would answer questions and give and take, all very charming. Eric Adams is good at this when I've seen him, but Harry, is this just an oversight in the busy mayor, or is there a strategy at City Hall for the mayor to avoid that unscripted part? Good evening to you.
Hey, good evening, John. So let me talk first about what Eric Adams has done. He takes the train. He bikes. He walks around the city. He talks to regular New Yorkers. He gives them his cell phone number. He calls into radio stations. He talks to small community papers, often very friendly ones. He does local and national TV hits of, 3, 5, sometimes 7 minutes. He is out and about a lot. And that is all to his credit. He's held fairly regular press conferences and, sparred with the press and whined about it sometimes, as mayors are often want to do. They know better, but they can't quite help themselves. What he has not done are any extended interviews with the public or with people who are in a position to ask informed follow-up questions. What he has not done is had real footage of these interactions with New Yorkers, where those New Yorkers have a microphone too, and it's not the press shop's picture of Adams talking to the fruit seller or whomever. And so in a lot of ways, that's a form of training wheels. I wrote a column about this on Sunday saying he needs to do this and to hear directly from regular New Yorkers in a forum, like his predecessors did on various radio shows where they have a microphone too. And Eric Adams is a gifted communicator. I'm sure he'd be fine doing this. Even Bill de Blasio, for all the troubles he had and all of his frantic attempts to control the media, not least by using COVID restrictions to switch things over to Zoom to gain more control. He, in fact, did a town hall in every city council district in the city, including places in Staten Island and elsewhere where he's extremely unpopular. And he took tough questions and faced up to it, and nothing terrible happened. And Adams, who is a very talented politician and communicator, more than a year in, is overdue to start doing that. And notably, the New York Post, which endorsed him and has often been broadly in sympathy, wrote an editorial on Tuesday, repeating some of the points from my Daily News column and saying that it is time for him to do this. So hopefully, as with de Blasio, who in fact did this because, as we learned from his supposed to be secret emails with agents of the city, did those town halls because he was tired of the media talking about how he wasn't. Hopefully Adams gets there too. And if it takes a little bit of public nudging and shaming to get him there, so be it.
Harry, there's a good story to tell. It's incremental about New York City reviving itself in the springtime. Unless I've missed something, is there some aspect of Q&A that would make the mayor anxious? We have a town hall. He could announce that he's going to give a town hall at the New York Town Hall. The crowds would be overwhelming. It would be like a Broadway opening. And that's a good thing for a politician, yes?
I would think so. Look, this mayor loves to talk. Clearly, he loves to hear himself speak. This is not unique to him among politicians. And he talked his way into City Hall and real executive power for the first time in his career. Having done that, you have all these message control people around you who are worried about things going off script and are frankly worried with Adams that as he talks improvisationally and answers questions he's not necessarily expecting or that are difficult to answer, that he ends up making policy on the fly. And they then have to adjust to that. So I'm sure they're encouraging him to tightly control, you know, the sorts of discourse he has and ways to make sure things aren't going off message. But again, Adams is smart. He's talented. He's not about to get trapped. And he should be going on with informed people in the media to have conversations at length, as opposed to press gaggles, where if you're very, very lucky, you end up with one follow-up question. And he'll do fine in those. And he should be talking directly to the public again when the public also has microphones. And he'll be fine with those, too. And if it makes his press people a little nervous, so be it. Plus, he's going to have to do this eventually, I really think, because otherwise he's not going to be able to keep up the appearance he wants of being a person who's out and about talking to New Yorkers and of and in the city. And you have to start somewhere in practice. And I'm sure that will cause a difficult press day or two. But he's a thick-skinned guy, and he'll be just fine with that.
We go to
once he starts.
These hours are critical because the New York State budget is due. And in your publication, The City, I learn about major issues to watch for. The one I pay attention to is the MTA. The MTA is living on subsidies from the U.S. government, I believe, and that will end within 2025. And the mayor is keen on this as well because subway ridership is way down. What can the New York State do to reverse this, Harry? What are you expecting Governor Hochul to say?
So the budget is due in this Friday. It appears very likely we will not have an on-time budget, which was a hallmark of Governor Hochul's predecessor, Andrew Cuomo, as these behind-the-scenes negotiations continue. And the budget in New York is not just the budget. It's most of the lawmaking. It's most of everything. It gets buried in that one vote for this one gigantic, gargantuan document. So more fixes to bail reform may be part of the budget. There's a tax break for MSG that's become a hot issue. But the MTA, which is really the circulatory system of the city, and one of the most important things here, we're not having a heart attack yet, but you can see it getting clogged up. The number's not adding up. And by the way, we don't have all this revenue that's still supposed to be coming from this congestion pricing scheme, which will be, assuming it happens, the first in America and would raise significant funds. And right now, there is a real risk that we're in a decline cycle in which it's hard to invest. We're living on borrowed time, or rather federal money that is tapering off. And it's not clear what happens after that. This budget seems like, at best, it's going to stanch some of that bleeding. But there are difficult and nebulous decisions ahead as everyone here hopes for a full recovery and is starting to come to terms with the fact that not everyone who left is returning. Not all the office space that was here prior is going to stay as office space, and that's going to have profound shifts for the city and its tax base and what it can afford. And of course, the MTA, which covers this whole downstate region, that is the economic engine of the state as well. If the amount of money that is produced here and that gets put into state taxes and city taxes, you know, starts to significantly decline as businesses go, as people potentially relocate, as it's less important, you know, location.
Harry, the mayor can speak to this brilliantly. He rides the subway. We have 30 seconds. It's perfect for him.
It's absolutely perfect. And he should be talking openly to New Yorkers about it. He is a New Yorker. He knows how to do that give and take. And he's overdue to start publicly engaging in it.
Yes, Mayor Strap Hanger. And Harry Siegel, identifying in his New York Daily News column, Mayor Adams to the town hall. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Madden.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.